Hello, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then I'm speaking to the right person. Thank you so much. Just one moment, please. And let me ask you, please, as well, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Nevada, Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin?
Nevada.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. And also, in what year were you born, please?
2001.
Thank you so much. Now, moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Poverty.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and continue. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Joe Biden.
100.
Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. In thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Rosen.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden.
And do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permit for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in the deportation raids. Same options.
Say that one more time.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree? Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Let's move forward. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. More likely or less likely? A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much for your opinion, which is extremely important. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hating to our communities.
Very concerning.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much. Moving forward with the 77% complete, almost done, I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. And Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden's or Trump's?
Biden.
Biden approach much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you very much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your coworkers, acquaintance, friend, or family member?
All of the above.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment, please. A friend, an acquaintance, a co-worker, a family member, okay? In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or webpage or websites? WhatsApp, OAN, or Newsmax? Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo, Fox News channel or websites? Spanish language radio programs? Instagram?
Yeah.
Which one do you use the most in a typical week? You can select more than one.
The news channels.
MSNBC
media.
And CNN. Facebook, YouTube.
I just use my Newsbreak app.
Okay, thank you so much. In that case, let's go ahead and proceed. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Thank you so much. And were you born on the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
I was born here on the mainland.
Okay, thank you. And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No, they were born here.
Okay, thank you so very much. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish? Spanish and English equally? More Spanish than English? Always Spanish? Or something else?
More English than Spanish.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Okay, and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
What was that?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, I think it was like 2020, 2021.
A high school graduate or vocational or technical school?
High school.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your religion, if any?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Yeah, it's Juan.
Sorry?
It's Juan.
How do you spell it, just to make sure, please?
W-A-N.
Oh, W-A-N is your first name. One, okay? And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Okay. Have a good day too. Bye now.